Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. In the spirit of Murrow, Jennings, Cronkite, here's another great moment in local news.
It's not just seaweed that's washing ashore in Santa Barbara County. It's actual weed, marijuana. It's not clear where it came from or how it got there, but video on social media shows two men happy to clean it up.
Well, you don't see this every day. There's buds just washed up on shore.
That's a great moment in local news. Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Fitz Dog in studio. Always happy to see Fitz Dog. This half of the show brought to you by Hims. Go to forhims.com/Adam. Get your first month for $5. LifeLock, lifelock.com. MedMen, check them out at medmen.com. And Geico, at geico.com. Good to see you, Fitz Dog.
So good to be back.
There we go. Fitz has some live shows coming up, D.C., Draft House Theater. That is Friday. That'll be May 18th and Saturday the 19th. And then Poughkeepsie, New York coming up on Saturday. That's June 2nd. And then June 24th, Philadelphia Helium Comedy Club, a great comedy club right in there, on Friday, June 22nd through the 24th. Good to see you, man.
Just don't go to that Starbucks there in Philly.
Yeah.
Don't loiter.
Yeah.
Order something or get out.
And don't order a black coffee either.
That's
no,
suspect.
No,
it's not the time.
No. No. Heavy cream.
All cream.
All cream. I saw one time, I was at a Starbucks, and I was thinking about loitering. And in Santa Monica, nice Starbucks. I used to hang out there and try to write my jokes. A solid 2 to 3 every 6 months. And this guy, homeless guy, walks in, and I remember this forever. He had on a Comic Relief sweatshirt.
Oh, no.
Like the team jersey of the homeless guy.
Oh, no, it was Whoopi Goldberg.
It was supposed to be a fundraiser for homeless
for
people.
Homeless.
Right. This was an admission that they had come up a little short.
He was sending a message.
Yeah, so he comes in, and he parks his cart out front, chirps it.
Wow.
Yeah, he had an alarm on it. And then he comes inside and he takes a cup out of the garbage, proceeds to fill it with 2% milk, and just take a seat in the leather chair, kick back. And they didn't throw him out.
Well, isn't a Starbucks for loitering?
Yes,
isn't that what it's for?
That's what it's for.
Well, I was arguing with someone on the radio about this earlier today, which is they go, their business model is free Wi-Fi and come on down.
That's right.
I said, their business model is sell you a $5 cup of coffee and free Wi-Fi, not sell you any coffee and come on down for free Wi-Fi. That's a tough business model to wrap your mind around.
It's
more .org.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a library that serves coffee.
I would be the worst manager of any Starbucks, and I've said this for 15 years. When people go in there and they get their Rolodex out and they put their spreadsheets around and they put up a dry erase board over the window and they call their secretary. They get on the pager here.
Right.
Miss Emily, could you come in here, please? And then she comes in from a coffee bean and tea leaf from down the street.
Excuse me, you can't set up your miniature putting kit up here.
She gets out a steno pad. He's banging her on a sofa.
He's got a globe with a scotch in it.
Sorry, Miss Drysdale, come in here, please. Yeah, he's got a brandy snifter and offers a drink to somebody.
Right. How can I soar with eagles when I work with
turkeys? Yeah, just hanging up motivational signs all around.
And their accessories.
I would go. Right. I would throw their ass right out.
Right.
And I feel the same way about every place, bookstore, magazine rack. When you see the guy just set up in the middle of the magazine rack, and he just bivouacs there. He pulls out the Car and Driver. He pulls out the Home and Garden. Then he sits like Indian style down and just devours all these magazines. And then he puts them back and then leaves. Like he spends his Saturday sucking up your air conditioning and reading your periodicals. I couldn't manage that place.
Well, what's the under-over on loitering on one cup of coffee?
What color?
How much time do you get?
Here's the thing. Here's how I look at it. If I made a, like, you can beat me on a technicality. You know what I mean? If I do one of those things where it's like, hey, either you get your pizza in 20 minutes or less, or it's delivered free, and you can prove it's 20 minutes and 1 second, I got to kind of eat it, pardon the pun, on that one. If I say, There's no limit. Just come in. As long as you order something, you can sit here for as long as you may. I would not have that policy, but my thing would be you got to eat it. Someone says, if you said order one small cup of coffee and you can sit here for 11 hours, then that's it. That's your policy. But if your policy is you got to buy something before you use the bathroom, then you got to buy something.
Right. Yeah, the bathroom is when they start putting a coat in. Yeah. That's the worst.
That's a sign.
When you're pinching one back and your legs are starting to tremble and you're trying to remember the 6-number code to get in there.
Right.
And you can smell it. You can smell the fecal matter, which it just generates more of a release of your muscles in your cheeks.
Yeah.
Because you know you're there. You're there.
I had a moment today. I was walking Philly Cheesesteak, my dog. And I was far enough from home, and I could feel a little churn from a little too much coffee and a little MCT oil that morning.
You start to do math of how far away you are.
Yeah, like I'm not sure if I'm making it back to the pad. And then I saw like the Sprouts supermarket up on the corner. And then I started, you guys ever do, you run through that quick bathroom math, you're like a Tom Brady checking down. You show up, you see the defense, you see the guys shifting around like an Oliver Stone movie, pointing and shifting, and
you know
start
where the
doing
hot routes are.
Like I'm like, okay, where's the bathroom? The bathroom's in the back. The bathroom's not just in the frozen section. It's like it's somewhere. You got to go through weird doors
in
or weird
warehouse.
Plastic curtain
start
thing
yelling
or something.
At adjustments to your asshole.
Right. Blue 82, Omaha,
kill.
So, and then I was like, oh, shit, I don't have any money on me. Can I get it? I'm white. I got that.
Will they let the dog in?
The dog's black. The dog's staying outside. Black lamb, white owner. It's a push. I'm not buying anything. But the chick always talks me up behind the counter. Like she knows who I am. Yeah, she saw Dancing with the Stars. She knows I'm a big star. I could probably go in there and use the bathroom. Should I pretend to look for something and then ask to use the bathroom?
Yeah.
I do a move where I'm holding up like a bottle of Spumante or something. And I go, where can I set this down before I purchase it with cash? I got to use the bathroom and then slink out through the window.
Yep.
I decided to suck it up and truck it home.
Ooh. No.
How'd that work out?
Did it take stops?
It worked out. Okay. It normally doesn't, because normally when it gets put up on the display, on the menu, on the specials board of,
I
can take a dump. It's like, now it's a fait accompli.
I remember being at a I was at a Starbucks one time, and I went, and I had to go bad. It was like, I was there. I'd had a couple of Americanos. The churning was happening. You start thinking about what you
even ate. I
never
thought about it, but they have to know. I mean, I never did the take a dump math, but the number one take a dump is coffee.
It's a laxative shop. You're sitting in a laxative shop.
Right, you are.
So I get the code, and I shimmy down the hallway to get there, and I see a woman, and she's got a little kid, and she's trying the door, and it's locked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, excuse me. I got the code.
Right.
And she goes, well, do you mind if we run in first? She's got a kid who's about 4 who's red-faced. This kid's bent over. He's got to go. And I was like, sorry, sweetie, I got the code.
Oh, wow.
And I went inside, and I sat back on the back of that bowl. Lined it.
Good.
A lot of paper. Because somebody carved their initials into the... That's love.
Common.
Your name plus Angie into
equals
a toilet seat.
Yeah.
So I kick back. I let it go. Like several rounds, you know, where you do your initial release.
Right.
And then you got to wait for it to drop back into the chute. Like you're loading a firearm again.
Mm-hmm. Into the breech.
Back into the breech. Few of those.
Like one of those birds that dips into the beaker.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And then a solid wipe session. And then I come out. And the kid is standing there, wet pants, crying. Mom glares at me. I'm like, gotta get the code, sweetheart.
Yeah.
You gotta get the code.
What did we learn?
Well, this story, so here's where I come down on the story. We don't know. I was asking Max Zapata some questions about this, which is, I am curious, A, how much black traffic goes through this place. Now, I'm assuming Philadelphia, and it's in the city there. Because this feels weird and novel to go, I am going to be racist against these two guys if there's plenty of black faces coming through here on a regular basis and or people working here. It's a weird call to make.
And
or
these black guys are realtors, so they're dressed nice.
Are they realtors?
Yeah.
I did not know that. They're letting themselves.
They're selling it.
To other black people.
To other black people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
For faulty loans. Yeah, of course.
Craig,
they won't
keep
the houses.
One of those dudes is wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
He wasn't a realtor.
Were they?
Well, they were. They were waiting for another guy to talk about some investment opportunity.
I know, but yeah. They were dressed nice. I'm like, hold on a second. They weren't like wearing 3-piece suits.
Yeah, that's like Trail Sprewell back there, not one of the friendly.
Yeah, he's got on sweatpants. Okay. They're not
justifying
nice
them getting locked up. I'm just saying, let's tell the story.
Why does the cop have a bicycle? He bicycled over to Starbucks to arrest him?
Yeah, I guess he's planning on getting a donut and wanted to work it off, so he left the squad car back at the precinct. At least, that's all. Look, I'm no detective. So, there's a few things I wanted to know. Like, I want to know how many black folk comes through there. Because if you're in Lily White, wherever, and they've never seen a black face in their neighborhood, that's different to me. I'm trying to weigh everything. Yeah. Trying to figure out. Now, I also wanted to know how long they were there, because that makes a difference to me, too. If they were there for 5 minutes, you can't ask them to leave. If they're there for an hour or more and they're not ordering anything, then maybe you can ask them to leave. Then the other part was, I wanted to know what the race of the manager was, but it doesn't say anywhere. And that makes me suspicious because...
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington.
If that's a white dude, if that's Graham Wellington, we should know that the white, like, I feel like all the things would say the white male manager, he loves country music and he loves expelling black folk from his establishment. Like, we'd hear it. But it's a woman that's not helping.
Hurts.
And it's not saying her ethnicity. And I feel like we're living in a time where we always know, like, they'll go, one black officer, one white officer, shot the black suspect. Ooh. It's like everything gets labeled.
Yeah.
I assume now that she may be black. And the reason I assume she's black is because black is screwing up the narrative. Mm-hmm. If she's white, it flies in the face of the narrative. The women's not helping.
She could be Korean and make it all make sense.
Yeah, yes. She's Korean Jewish.
Right. So Max Bat, have you found out? Also, and there's a whole bunch of things. All right. If whoever manages anything tells you to leave, you're allowed just to get up and leave. Like, that's my policy. Never go back or get up on tweet out, say I was treated unfairly or whatever. Whether it's an airplane or Starbucks, when whoever's in charge goes,
just get out
you
got to
get up and leave. Just got up and leave. And then if you waited out long enough for when the cops show up, when the cops then say, you must get up and leave, then just get up and leave. It's a better life for all. Number one. Number two, I'm not down with everything as racism. I've said it many times. There's many more assholes than there are racists. Look no further than this scenario last Sunday at one of my wife and I's favorite breakfast joints. You ever have that thing? She had backed her Tesla X into the spot. It was a nice move. She backed it into the spot. Then there was this. We were getting ready to leave, and because it's a little bit of a bustling breakfast joint, people are sort of waiting for spots and doing that. Not a lot of open spots. And there was a guy, middle-aged guy, just kind of sitting in a nicer truck, who was not blocking us, but back far enough and in front of us so that when we pulled out of our parking spot, we'd be turning. We'd just be nose-to-nose with him. And he's just sitting there. And there's nobody behind him, and the only exit is behind him. That's where the street is. And I'm looking at him, and he's looking at us, and I'm like going to Lynette, well, he's going to move over, back up a little, let us get out of here. And he's watching us, and Lynette just does, she starts going, and I go, well, how's this going to end? And she just turns and then like stops short of him. He's just watching us. Then she puts it in reverse and starts to do this maneuver. Mm-hmm. And he could have just slid back 5 feet and we would have just pulled right out. And he was he was staring at us the whole time, knowing, well, how are you going to get out with me sitting here? Like,
Dick.
He never moved forward or backward. He wasn't texting or mussing with the defroster. Everything's big, but it was Toyota and it didn't say anything. Like, he didn't have a lift kit on it or Mud Womper tires or Sierra Club Take a Hike to Hell bumper sticker or anything I enjoy, you know. Nothing. He was just sort of sitting there. He was just watching us and he was just like going thing like, oh, kind of good luck with your extra maneuvering, like attempting to get out of here. And look, if I were black, I'd just go, The guy doesn't like black. Guy doesn't like black people. Like, well, but I'm not. So I just know he's a garden variety dick, or just out of it dick, or whatever. And I think we're living in a time where if you're going to expel a couple brothers from your house, like when people go, ugh, come on, why else would they do it? It has to be racist. I'm like, I think it's the opposite. I think you don't want to do it now because this is going to happen to you. You have to know, like, this is where this is going. Like, why, if you're managing, like, do you want to risk your career? Exactly. Do you want to risk any of this? Like, I would give these two brothers so much more leeway than I would give a couple of white guys in terms of how I treated them or where they're on the clock or not, just because of this climate we're in. But if I was a black manager chick, I might not.
Mm.
Now you got
impunity.
It's curious, Max Zapata, that that's not at the front of every story.
I only see one publication, Daily Mail, that produced like a picture of the manager, and she's white.
But,
yeah, white, 31.
Pickup truck?
But I don't know why nobody else is reporting it, and so I don't know how credible it is yet. I'm still looking into it.
It's weird. It's usually the first thing up. Anyway, how long were they there? Did we figure that one out?
That has not been figured out yet.
Although they did send, Starbucks wisely sent not the CEO, but originally the COO made the statements because she was BLACK. The COO.
Oh, smart.
Which scored some major points.
He should, or she should, invite them over to have a
coffee summit.
Malt liquor summit. No. Or fortifying anything.
Shit.
Yeah. All right. Let me tell you about the. It's weird. See, news is weird because if those guys were there for 2 minutes and you kick them out, that's racism. Mm. If they're there for 2 hours and you kick them out, that's not racism. So to me, the time is all I need to know for what you did and how long they're there. And now, in general, I'm not down with people that just feel like they can go to a Costco and load up on free samples and then leave. Like, I don't like this business model of I'm going to go eat a bunch of free grapes at the supermarket and then walk out the front. I don't like the free dogs on the plane. I don't like I'm treating Starbucks as my own personal den. I don't like any of that stuff. I feel like you should pay. And I also feel like somebody's paying. Whether it's you eating the grapes at the supermarket or loading up, whatever, somehow that's got to pencil out and you're adding 9 cents to a cup of my coffee. So in general, I'm against people that want to use, and I don't like when anyone demands the right to use anything for free.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I like the part where businesses are courteous and let people use the bathroom and things
like
of that
club.
Nature as well.
I'd like to tease a headline.
Can I say this about a strip club?
Yeah.
Their cash machine, the strip club ATM. Sure. I went to the ATM at Golden Areolas in Vegas or whatever it was. Got myself like $200 worth of 20s. It was like a $10 surcharge.
Sure.
And I thought, least.
Where are you going?
Right, but if there was one place on the planet where they should waive that, it should be the place where you're balling up the 20s and throwing them right back at the ATM. Like literally.
Yeah.
I get it at the airport. I get it at the filling station.
I get that's
a $2 convention.
You're in a fantasy world at that point.
I know.
20-year-old women who are asking you to sit on your lap. Do you think a $20 surcharge is going to suddenly rock you?
I know. We're living
reality?
In a world where a Fresca is $11 and a pack of cigarettes is $23.50.
I get it. After taking a piss.
But the one place they should just go, please take all the money out of this. So you can put it right back into it's is that
well,
place.
Well, the casino is the other place where the big ATM fees are, where you're, again, throwing money at them.
Of all the places, those should be the take-it-free places.
Yeah. No surcharge.
All
right.
As a courtesy.
Jesus.
All right, sorry.
I just Googled, just because I know Chris is working hard in there, but I just Googled manager, Starbucks, whatever. And the first headline that came up is going to make you irate.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Starbucks to close 8,000 stores for racial bias education on May 29th.
Well, it's also, we now are going to get coached up on unknowing racial bias, which is, there's a new brand where we know if you're black, you don't have to sit in the back of the bus and you shouldn't use this language in front of Hispanic people. Now we're going to get coached up into unintended racial subconscious racial bias. Which the good stripper name Rachel Bias. Hey, everybody! If anyone's got a pot left to piss in after using the ATM, come on down to State Street and throw a couple of $20 bills at Rachel Bias. She's mixed, showing the reviews in her twat. Jade, stay four, Jade. A little busy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think racial. What are they calling it?
How do we coach
racial
up
bias?
Racial bias, yeah. Racial sensitivity at Starbucks is teaching the employees how to spell black names.
Yeah,
oh,
that's a week long conference.
Why would you just say how you spell Shaquina?
Oh, you're right. That's got to be a disaster. Yeah, we got to bring back Champ and Sport. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, Champ. Chief. Hey, Sport. I liked it when everyone older than you just called you Champ. Yeah, hey, right. Champ. How you doing,
there
Champ?
You go, Sparky.
Hey, big guy.
You want extra room for cream?
All right, I'm gonna
Bucko.
I put cream, but I never say room for cream because I feel like that's an excuse for them just to go halfway.
Sure, sure.
I'll make my own.
Oh yeah, some genius in marketing came up with that. You know, we can make $200 million a quarter.
Yeah.
by taking an eighth an inch off exactly. The coffee.
60 cent less coffee.
I hope one day there's a cruise on Geffen's yacht. And one guy's just smoking a cigarette with an extender on it on the bow. You know, and the wind goes through his locks, and another guy comes up to him holding a brandy snifter, and he's like, "What you doing?" I invented room for cream. I made Starbucks $200 million in one quarter by simply having everyone fill the cup three quarters of the way. What'd you invent? I invented still water or sparkling. Fooled everyone into buying. Yeah. They thought they're getting a cup of water from the tap. Charged them $11 for a bottle of just still water. Right. That's my thing. That's right.
What'd you do? Tooth whitener.
Welcome aboard the SS Bait and Switch.
That's right.
They should do that at Cheesecake Factory. Is it a room for dessert? And then serve a slightly smaller entree?
Oh, yeah. Room for cream, by the way, great porno title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you about him. 65% of men start losing their hair by age 35. Sorry, fellas. ForHims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and more. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional now. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions, so you can keep your hair. No gas station countertop supplements. No waiting room or awkward doctor visits. You can check it out. Our listeners get the trial month of Hims for just $5. While supplies last, would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the pharmacy. So go to forhims.com/Adam. That is forhims.com/Adam. $5. Get the month while supplies last. Save hundreds and save your hair. Go to forhims.com/Adam. All right.
I'm in. Might be a Hail Mary, but I'm in.
Never too late.
Let's take a quick break, come back, do the news with Gina Grad.
Do it.
The news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, dozens of American families are angry after they were left stranded in Mexico with no way to get home. So passengers.
How about all the angry Mexicans who are left stranded in Mexico?
Who are home.
Yeah. Think how pissed they are.
Nowhere else to go.
That's not a 48-hour delay. That's a lifestyle.
That's true. Here's what happened. Passengers booked on Sun Country Airlines flights from the Mexico resort towns, basically in Cabo to Minneapolis, were told that because of a rare blizzard in Minnesota, a spring blizzard, they had to cancel their flights home. Okay, well, the problem is that these were the last flights scheduled on Sun Country's wintertime-only service to and from Mexico.
They really put the cunt in Sun Country.
So instead of putting passengers on another flight, they simply told them they would refund their tickets and said they just good luck finding another flight on another carrier. So passengers complained that they had to pay a lot more to get last minute flights on other airlines because all of a sudden the promotion stopped in the middle of their route home.
I told you when we were flying to Puerto Vallarta to do on like a fishing trip a million years ago when we, after 9/11, we took off from LAX and like Aeromexico or whatever. And as we were climbing, the cabin the cockpit door just went flying open. It was just like smacking around like a screen door in a windstorm. And then it was just like sitting there and it's like banging around. And I said, aren't those supposed to be fortified doors now? And somebody said, we're in this plane. We're in Mexico now. And I was like,
Lawless.
Yeah, but that's downtown LA right there. I think we could get there from here.
We just got back from Puerto Vallarta last week. And
nice.
We go down there and we're staying at, you know, the jackass American high rise hotel with, you know, bad Mexican food in Mexico.
Right.
Kind of
the all inclusive.
Right. Yeah. And so we had arrangements. My daughter surfs. This guy was picking us up to go to a surf spot. And we found out about him through a friend in the States. And so he came to pick us up in his pickup truck with the surfboard in the back. But they wouldn't let him into the hotel pickup area because the taxis have like a fucking cartel down there and they won't let anybody pick you up except for, so you have to take a taxi
to the
anywhere
driveway
you want to go. No, like whatever. I don't know how far, but you can't. So we don't know this. He doesn't know this. So he comes to pick us up, walks in. We go out to his car, and we've got a brigade of angry Mexican cab drivers screaming, Maricón and Bendajo, and we get into the truck. We drive off, and about a quarter of a mile away, five taxis pull in front of us and surround us.
Like a gang.
Like a gang. My guy panics, tries to take off to the left. They pull in front of him. Huge accident. Smash up the cars.
What?
Guys are jumping out.
Wow.
They fucking steal his surfboard. And we're sitting there and everyone's screaming. And so our driver calls the policia.
They'll help.
Who, yelling at, and both my kids are fluent in Spanish. Because
they went to the immersion school.
They went to the immersion school. So they're telling
us.
Don't
ask me where my kids go.
What they're
I keep up.
It's all immersion here in LA.
Kids. Yeah.
And so now my kids are telling me, that that you're not allowed to pick anybody up from the hotel. And they're demanding $100 payoff from this guy. And so the police finally show up. Police officer looks like a Mexican rap star. He's got four gold teeth.
Yeah.
His hat's on backwards. And he starts, of course, telling our driver that he should pay the $100.
Wow.
And now my wife starts yelling, and we're outside of the car now. And now, all right, we're in a foreign country. We're in a hostile situation. Some would say kidnapped.
Right.
Held against our will at the very least.
Hey, if what OJ did to those fine sports memorabilia guys was kidnapping,
this could
fall under that heading. Yeah.
So now my wife gets out and starts screaming at the guy, and I'm going to her, shut up. And I don't talk to my wife that way, but I'm like, shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah. Right.
Because I don't assert my malehood a lot in the home, but in Mexico, in this situation, shut the fuck up.
You're all happy. Yeah.
And I was already handling it, and she was yelling. You know how girls get you in a bar fight? It's like, she starts the shit, you got to get your ass kicked because of that.
Women are, they're literally, that's why in England they call them birds. They're mean.
Yeah.
They're meaner than men. They're
right.
They're smaller. They can't do as much damage,
they
but they're definitely meaner than men. And they react. Like, you've taken in the situation, you've drunk it in, and you're not leaving the pickup truck. Women will be like, what's going on? Screw this. Who's in charge? Like, they are not.
Because they weren't punching the faces, kids.
That's right. That's
We've
right.
been punched. We
that's,
know.
That's right.
You know, walk a little bit gently at times like this.
Mm-hmm. So you paid him, I imagine. You're here now to tell the tale.
The cop gave him a ticket. Gave our driver a ticket. And then they told us
to a free
that we should walk a half a mile.
This weekend.
We had to walk a mile to a bus stop to take a bus back. I said, fuck that. One of you assholes is taking us back to the goddamn hotel. So he takes us back. And then my daughter starts screaming at this guy that had just held us against our will in Spanish. She's cursing him out. And I'm screaming at her. I lost all control of my family.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Dad took a long walk on the beach when we got back to the hotel alone.
So it was a good vacation?
Relaxing.
It was really great. I highly recommend Puerto Vallarta.
I recommend.
And it wasn't that way when Meryl Steuben was pulling that love boat into the dock.
No, Meryl.
Different days.
With Isaac dutifully behind the bar there, taking care of business.
Getting a little stinky on his hang down.
That's right. That was Isaac's move. I did like one of the central themes of the love boat was how many passengers could the dock rape? on like a 3-day cruise. You know
what
I mean?
60 years old.
64. I bring her in. I give her some medication. Like it was just, oh, yeah. He was cruising for low-hanging fruit. Like, hey, it's a widow on the Lido deck. Yeah. She just lost her husband.
She's the one wearing all black.
You want a shot? You want that shot in the face?
Yeah, like it literally was about the cruise, the crew on the cruise banging folks that were on the cruise. I just feel like if I'm Princess Cruises or whatever,
sure.
I'd like to review the scripts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Kind of go like, I'm just gonna go ahead and circle the part where the doc tries to bang one of the chicks who's on the, because I don't want people to think that the staff, even if they are, I don't want to advertise that, especially medical doctors are trying to have sex with patrons.
And the clock is ticking on Meryl Steubing's daughter, because we're watching her from age 13 to 19.
Oh, yeah.
And she's the only one that hasn't gotten fucked yet, so you're waiting. What sweeps episode is that one going to happen on?
Yeah.
Is that the jump the shark moment for the Love Boat?
Mm-hmm.
When Steubing's daughter gets fucked.
Oh, I forgot completely, because we always laugh about the Ted McGinley.
Right.
And about how he shows up and mops up when Happy Days is over.
He's the middle reliever.
Whenever the series is over, Ted McGinley shows up. Ted McGinley is
Jefferson Darcy on
Married with Children.
Oh, yeah.
He shows up at the end, like after they always introduce him, like after the series has run its course, he then shows up for season 9 for like a second, and then
he's the mop up reliever in a blowout.
He's like Fred Stanley past his prime.
So when they came back, I think when they brought the Love Boat back with like the mermaids or something in, 1999 or something. Mm. He starred in that. He's just always the guy who comes back for that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love. I used to sit around. I would babysit. I would watch Love Boat. I would watch Fantasy Island. And I would watch Heart to Heart. And I'd just be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, hold on. These guys are in their own airplane. These heart to heart people. Yeah. They drove right onto a tarmac, and the guy drives up. She drives a Mercedes. He drives a Ferrari. What's going on here? Look at this house. It has stairs going to like another. There's another house on top. And they're going on a cruise. And they brought their wife and their kids. And like, how does this work? What goes on? And then, my head would explode. But Fantasy Island was at least sci-fi for me. But just watching like the Love Boat, I'd just sit there with my horrible loser parents in North Holland. I'd be like, what is this? What gives?
It's called a vacation.
What do you do? How do you get the tickets? How do they let you onto the boat? It was all bizarre to me.
The boat.
Yeah.
How would you get to the boat? I guess one of those Mexican taxi drivers would take you.
Where's your workbench once you get on the Love Boat?
Yeah, you got to work. You got to work. We never had credit. No one had credit cards in my family, so the idea of securing your cabin in advance is like, would you just walk the cash out to the dock and
in a sack.
Not the dock is trying to screw you, but the other dock. It was all bizarre to me. And I just look at it. And then at some point, like Joanne Worley and Joey Heatherton would pop up or something. I'd be like,
right.
What's going on? Yeah. The best ones were the ones where either Charo showed up or Barbie Benton.
Yeah.
Because the best one was, she was a nude sunbather, and she insisted on sunbathing in the nude. Mm. And even though part of my 11-year-old brain knew I'd never catch a glimpse of Barbie Benton's titties, another part of me thought, God, she's nude. She's sunbathing.
Damn, on holy cutie.
11, I'm thinking about downloading it when I get home.
Jesus.
Oh, Barbie Benton.
Was she a playmate?
Was a playmate.
She was Hugh's longtime girlfriend.
Yeah, oh, wow. She was probably the most famous playmate of all time.
She was the most famous Hugh girlfriend, probably.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'd say. I don't know. I mean, he was married to the other ones.
Yeah,
once the
TV show came, it kind of distorted things a little bit.
But back in the day, she was kind of known for being Hugh's.
Who else? Pamela Anderson. Who were the other biggest?
Anna Nicole was very famous.
Anna Nicole.
And the girls next door.
Who?
Jenny McCarthy. I don't know if Marilyn Monroe counts.
Yeah, she counts. Well, so,
but there she's top 10 probably.
Those pictures weren't taken for Playboy.
Right.
Dorothy Stratton was hot.
Yeah.
Let's
And look at you now. You went from not knowing how to even get on a cruise to headlining your own cruise.
Yeah.
Huh?
For the third time.
What?
Yes, tell them all about it. Well, I was thinking about...
I love when you read something and you get totally distracted.
Rooms added, sailing September 14th to 17th. Come join us. We're leaving out of Seattle. We're going to Victoria, B.C. It's going to be amazing. Third time around.
If you don't know how to get on the boat, just ask Adam.
It made me think about... I was thinking about Candy Loving, who's just not only the greatest name... Real name, Kendall but Loving. Just the hottest playmate ever. Playmate of the year, probably 79, 80, but oh, it was Candy Loving hot. Mm. Anyway, I'll tell you about LifeLock first, and then I'll find a picture of Candy Loving. Tax season is here. ID thieves are at it again. Filing fake returns, stolen information. You don't want any of that to happen to you. Everyone's vulnerable. Southwest is a bad area. Nevada is the worst. Today's connected world just takes one weak link. The criminals get in, hijack your identity, and it's hard to unring that bell. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and your devices that you may not be able to see or fix on your own. So if you do have a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it, but you're not going to have a problem because you got LifeLock. It's 2018. You're spending money online, your info's out there, everything is electronic, floating around. You need protection. That's fine. You have a car, you have car insurance. That's fine. You now get insurance for your identity. It's LifeLock. Dawson.
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock. Use promo code Adam for an additional 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam for an additional 10% off.
Oh, hot. She's hot. Is Candy Loving.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Is hot.
Look at the feet on her, too.
Oh, my God.
Well manicured.
Great rack and just beautiful. The one on the picture on the left doesn't look as much like her as
she's still
others do, but she is
nip slip.
Dude, yeah. She is beautiful. They don't make them like that anymore. I don't know why, but the Playmates now seem a little plastic and a little weird and a little rebuilt and natural. Mm. Anyway, here we go. What else?
Oh, anybody. Sorry. All right. We'll get back on to this. So Forbes reports that according to a new study, bathroom hand dryers spread bacteria in a big way. Researchers found that the dryers are home to up to 60 different colonies of bacteria. All those germs get blown around the bathroom as soon as someone starts it up. The safest bet, they say, for hand drying is a simple paper towel, which reduces the amount of germs spread by over 400% when compared to the hand dryer.
Yeah, but what drowns out the sound of Fitz dog dropping a serious deuce at the airport
and the poor
like
kid
a paper towel?
Are you done, mister? Are you done in there?
Yeah.
The kid outside.
And my groans.
Yeah, look, my feeling with the hand towel is as long as there's an audible sound that when you pull it, it just goes for long enough for everyone to get their
sounds like a vuvuzela.
Big opening salvo shot off, then I'm fine.
Sounds like a Portuguese soccer match.
Yeah.
It's like when I go to the Home Depot and you're looking in the aisle and you're going through electronics and they have like the bathroom fart fans and like whisper quiet. I'm like, I'm looking for vortex of sound, not whisper.
I want 60
quiet.
Watts of electricity used for each sheet of paper I'm driving.
Yes, I'm looking for one called Stack O Amps.
Why do they give you so little at a time? You think that's to prevent you from using too much paper? You got to earn it.
Oh,
you got to wait for each little piece.
The ones, well, there's a
ask the room for coffee guy.
The ones, So there's a thing where somebody made the toilet paper roller where they go, like they go, look, the toilet paper is perforated and it's a 8-pound test. Like fishing line, you know, like 8-pound test. Like it'll snap at 9 pounds. Then we make the toilet paper spindle roller at 9 pounds. So like it can't support its own weight. Like you can grab it and massage it and work it by hand, but you can't just pull on it and expect it to go. That's not going to happen. It's not going to do that move from the 50s cartoons when the guy was super horny and the fox opened his mouth and his tongue would like roll out and roll on the floor. Ooh, God. My kid's not going to have cartoons with guys getting boners anymore, like eyeballs popping and tongue rolling. And
Pepe Le Pew's full-time assault.
That's all he did was
assault.
Yeah, he was the...
Hashtag me Pew.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was the Doc Bricker of the mainland.
I think Brian and I were too young to have this be like a thing, like that you just... always saw in the bathroom, but I could never figure out what is up with that circular cloth that keeps coming back around. How does that get cleaned?
That's a weird gas station thing, and I
that
never
was of an era before us for sure. But I saw it like once or twice. Yeah. My grandparents would take us out for like.
But you didn't want to use it. How does that work?
It was a weird thing. It made a weird noise. You'd pull it and it'd go like, and it'd like scroll down. And you'd be theoretically on something that was clean, but clearly there and used before. Only thing I can think of is once every 4 months, you take that whole thing out and put
laundry
it through
it.
Launder it, and then you bring it back. But it's a weird sound and a weird machine and a weird thing. And
I also need paper towels because on the way out, I'm not grabbing that door handle when two out of three guys are not washing their hands. Mm-hmm. I need
to dry my hands,
then use the paper towel to open the door handle with.
Yeah. I don't care about germs.
Really?
I'll eat hummus off the tarmac of a airport.
Will you lift a toilet seat cover in a public restroom with your fingers, or do you use toilet paper?
I use my hand most of the time. Somebody, one of the things I've been yelling about for a million years is, could they put a little outpost tab to grab onto? I've been yelling about that on Loveline for a million years, and now I am seeing. So you don't have to put your hand under the toilet seat. But I never do any of that stuff.
You know that he ate a nut that a bird dropped onto the street.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pigeon, so it was one of the cleaner birds. I offered
the nut that the bird turned down.
I was walking to the plane and at Burbank because it's a high end airport, so you get to go outside before you go inside the plane. That's what you want. You want inside, outside, and then inside the plane, and you're just walking across
no jet
there. And there was a pigeon, and I was eating like some trail mix, and I threw it an almond, and the thing went over to it, picked it up in its beak, kind of examined it, and then just like dropped it and flew away. And I walked over and just picked it up, popped it in, because that's the way I roll, man. I don't waste food.
Yeah. My friend Matt Malloy, who's very, very thrifty. He had a laundry that was outside of his house in Venice. And then somehow he found above the ping pong table in the tree, a bird had made a nest using a pair of underwear that had fallen out of the laundry. Matt Malloy then took the underwear, washed them, and put them back in the cycle.
He displaced a bird family to get his underwear back?
Mm. He had underwear.
He had eggs in his tank after that.
That's horrible.
Now, huevos. Yes, huevos. That's what those cam drivers say. Now, see, for me, it has everything to do with everything but nothing to do with money. I would have looked at the underpants up there and said, that is a good use of those underpants and kept walking because that's my only thought is the use of it or the waste. It's never like, I'm cheap, I'm going to buy, I can't buy. Never that.
Yeah.
Everyone who doesn't finish their bottled water when there's a meeting or whatever, I just walk outside and dump it in the cactus, but it's never money related. It's always just, I hate the fact that we live in a country where there's a bunch of bottles of water that everyone took one hit off of, and I'm going to just dump them into the sea.
You sound like that guy right before he lit himself on fire this week.
The lawyer, you know, as you look into that kind of stuff, is like he was upset about the environment, so he lit himself on fire, and then it's like he had shoulder surgery or back surgery or something, couldn't work or something. That sounds like painkillers to me. It sounds like something more than, you know, the thing about crazy people is they're crazy first and then they go out with an agenda.
Yeah.
So it's like what they do is like they're strung out on pain meds or they're bipolar or they're schizophrenic or whatever. And then they set themselves on fire to protest drilling in Anwar. And you're like, oh, man, that guy really didn't like drilling or shale or something like that. And you're like, he was nuts.
Turns out he was not being rational.
Turns out he was
a poor decision maker.
Right. But we just take the story of like, oh, is this a regular dude who really hated fracking? Yeah. He just despised fracking. So he lit himself on fire. Mm-hmm. I hear strung out on something, hearing voices. Like, there's something going on. Yeah. You don't light yourself on fire.
Yeah.
And ironically, creating more carbon emissions from your own flesh burning.
And someone's going to clean up that mess.
Yeah, who's going to clean that up?
Well, a German doctor allegedly killed a woman after putting cocaine on his penis before she engaged in oral sex with him, according to the New York Post. So plastic surgeon Dr. Andreas Niederbickler, he's 42, he was charged after the woman collapsed and died in February.
Can I say this? Yeah. I don't know a lot about prison hierarchy. I know, like, pedophile.
Oh, chomos.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cop killer, that gets you right to the top of the leaderboard. I feel like this guy's up top with cop killer, right? Yeah. Like, what are you in for? I was at bitch free base in my cock. And then she stroked out and she's what? Putting cocaine on my dick, you know.
She died from the coke? Nah, when I came.
That's right.
Shut a hole back there.
I just
take my commissary.
Whatever that is in the prison that doesn't get your ass kicked, I feel like chick doing coke off my cock and then stroking out in the middle of it is right up there with cop killer.
I thought German chicks were tough.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in you, German chicks.
He's being accused of giving her cocaine without her knowledge. Yeah.
He's got to be doing okay in the girth department.
I was just going to say.
Oh, yeah,
I
feel that like line up there.
I'm not sure. I'm wondering if it would just roll right off my cock.
Yeah,
some guys, the guys who are doing pretty good, have that flat spot in the top of their cock.
Unless
you
did it like, remember those dipsticks you used to use for sugar? You know, like you get them wet and you dip them in the sugar.
You think you should notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Also says a lot about his length. I mean, to get enough coke on there to put her out.
Yeah,
I could get a girl high.
I could go, you want a bump or, you know, just a freeze or something? No, not a line. That move where you put on just your gum, like when we're done.
It's not going past your gums.
She'd still be alive if I was with that woman.
So he's also being questioned over giving three more women cocaine during sex after allegedly meeting them online. All of them showed reactions due to the use of narcotics. So this is like his thing.
But that same doctor in Jersey, he's fucking appointment card to be lined up for the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Were they snorting?
Five stars on Yelp.
Or were they numbing?
I don't. It doesn't get that specific. But something tells me she ingested it orally.
Uh-huh.
Like Brian suggested.
I wonder if there's some sort of numbing. You know that thing where like chicks are like, I'm going to eat a Tic Tac and then blow you or whatever that.
Mentos, but yeah, go ahead.
Mentos.
And then some Diet Coke.
My feeling is blowjobs, we don't really need to tweak those.
Right.
But how about you eat a Mentos and make me some fucking lasagna? Like that I feel like we could work on. You know what I mean? And then empty the dishwasher. And then go ahead and hose down the driveway with the Mentos. Blowjob, no Mentos.
Yeah.
Save the Mentos for when you're detailing my van.
Blowjob's not broken.
No, I don't need any help in the blowjob department. But if we want to enhance an experience, then you get the Mentos and
clean
go
the
clean the grout, my bathroom.
Sure. Yeah. Question for you guys. I've heard this suggested before. I've never tried it. I'd like to know your thoughts on it, if this is something you've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
I have had two friends in my adult life swear by putting an ice cube in their mouth while they do that. And I don't see how a dude would respond well to an ice cube.
Well, the thing, everything that comes before blowjob is always met with a nod. Like, that sounds good. Like, hey, I want to go desecrate the grave of a Holocaust survivor. And then blow you. Okay, that'll be better.
I was
going to
put ground glass in my mouth. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
With the blowjob?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so all the stuff pre-blowjob is always meant with, and then whatever happens, the guy's scared to go, that's a four, because that may stop the blowjob gravy train.
Right.
It'd be white gravy, but it'd still be gravy train. So we are, that thing with the dice.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not something that needs to be enhanced. We're good.
Right.
I feel the same way about blowjobs. That's like when people start putting their own spin on huevos rancheros or pizza or whatever. It's like, that's fine. That's not broken. We're good.
I'll take it a step further. Forget about the balls. You don't have to play with the balls.
Oh, no.
Perfectly happy. Stay focused on the business at hand.
The shaft.
Yeah.
Shaft.
Yeah.
Get your hands on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a two-hander.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want to move on unless
we're done. No, we're good.
Are you sure? Okay. Yeah. So New York's first cold workout studio will open in May. It's held in a temperature-controlled flat iron space powered by four commercial-grade refrigeration units. And depending on the class, the temperatures are hover between 45 and 60 degrees. Hmm. So the creators of this gym...
Now, here's the thing. On one hand, we're talking about this yesterday on airplanes. On one hand, probably best place in the world to fart because the kill is just immediate. Yeah. It's killed. It's dead. It's gone. On the other hand, if we can physically see you farting, like a plume, frost come out of your ass, like a steam ball come out of your ass, and that's going to be a tell. But in terms of killing the smell, no better place,
than
I feel.
Frigid room.
I just feel like the farts go to die in a refrigerator.
You should hope to fart, though.
Right. Yeah. So the creators had always been intrigued by the way some of their clients exercised in the cold, saying they felt more motivated and they had to work harder to stay warm. So they started going to their friends' houses or their friends' breweries in Brooklyn and trying to work out in the refrigeration units. And they kept upgrading and upgrading. Now they have their own place. So there's three levels. The entry level class is called First Degree. It's a mix of yoga moves and breathing. It's done about 60 degrees. Second degree is cardio based. It's at about 55 degrees. It's all about sculpting and core muscles. And the most extreme option is third degree. Oh. It's a high impact 45 degree class that blends weighted rope exercises and dumbbell circuit training.
Can you imagine the nips that are popping out of the
That's just the dudes.
Don't have to be a dumbbell to be in that room.
No,
right?
Not at all.
Yeah, although the dudes in the shower is going to be rough.
It's going to be an all gender shower. Let's put it that way.
Yeah I'm going
to need to differentiate the dudes.
I'm going to need to sit in a crock pot for about 45 minutes before I take my trunks off, just to see if I can get back to even here. No way you're walking right into that gym, especially if those two brothers from Starbucks are just dropping the towel and walking right into the.
Yep.
Now the hot yoga class. Hey, what's up, fellas?
Yeah.
Right in there.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
The knee.
Mm-hmm. Nice and soft, droopy,
dragging,
and noodle.
All right, what else you got?
Well, a new movie theater concept.
Balls hanging lower than the.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's your depth on your balls versus your penis at this point?
Oh.
Well.
Is it a race?
In like 76 degrees.
Here's the thing. I've got a good gym dick. Like I was like, I'm a grower, not a shower. I'm the opposite of that.
You're
a shower and a shrinker?
I'm saying I look pretty good just walking around, provided, the ambient temperature is right and the situation's right. I'm good. And then after that, not much. You know what I mean? Like it gets to average size, but that's about it.
Goods is average.
So I'm actually good. Always called it a good gym dick, just kind of walking around the gym. Now, in terms of dick to sack ratio, the thing about the sack on a man is it's trying to basically reach your heels, like it's trying to reach the top of your foot and drive the golden spike. Like it's sort of like the back of my neck, like the hair on the back of my neck is trying to connect with the hair on my ass and drive the golden follicle once it meets. Like I feel like they're both like reaching for the stars, or one's going for the basement. The sack never, it's like Neil Young sung about, sack never sleeps.
Yep.
It's always trying to get down there.
Yeah.
It doesn't take, there's no weekends and holidays it takes off. It's constantly trying to get down.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't understand the boxer short. Give your balls a shot. Hold
support
them tight. Get some support.
Yeah. So, but I'm all right in the sack, fairly prodigious sack. Little asymmetry, what I mean? One side will hang a little lower than the other.
Do guys sort of, I know you don't really strive for it, but for lack of a better term, do guys strive for big balls?
No.
It's a blessing.
Is it?
It's hard. Well, I don't look at it as a... It's...
I was joking.
First, all praise goes to Jesus Christ. I mean, I can't take credit for anything.
All glory comes from God.
All glory comes from God. It goes to God. Here's the best thing ever, Gina.
All right.
You don't want the nut sack to be too big because it dwarfs the penis, and that's not what you're looking for. But once in a blue moon, you find some sort of weird pearly penile papule or some little nugget or some little growth or something on your sack.
Okay.
Now, this is one of the rare opportunities where, A, you can work it with two hands. Like, you get that zit on your back, your right shoulder, where your neck is, your traps. Like, you can't get both.
Yeah.
You can't get to it. Also, you can put a cigarette out on that skin. Like, it's just not that sensitive.
Right.
The balls are sensitive, but the sack skin
is
ironically,
is
fairly
like the back of your elbow.
Impervious.
Yeah.
And you have a bird's eye view. Like, normally, like I said, the zit's like somewhere around the back or whatever. That is the greatest zit popping experience ever. It's something on the sack and being able to really, you literally stand up, set your sack on the countertop, you know, and just go at it.
Yeah, like the sensitivity of the balls versus the ball sack skin is like the sensitivity of the elbow skin versus your funny bone. Like
people talk about like they're afraid to shave their balls because it's sensitive. No, that skin is leather. Get a long straight edge and just go to. I don't know what the payoff is. You shave them, and now you're looking at the ugliest living thing in the universe. That skin, it's like chicken skin,
right?
You know, and with veins running through it. Like, what's the payoff?
No, it's a very good point. Why are we exposing the ugliest scalp on the planet?
Yeah.
Why not grow full Jufro and comb it over?
And guys will go, well, she likes how it feels.
Well,
yeah, she likes how it feels the first night. Four nights later, it feels like you're spanking her in the taint with a cactus.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because...
Ironically, you want to get some aloe vera on that?
The only thing uglier than that skin is that skin with a couple of stray hairs on it.
Oh.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, it looks like a burn victim or the head of the Toxic Avenger. Or
Deadpool.
Deadpool's head. I'll tell you, let me digress for a second here. MedMen! If you live in California or Nevada, it's an exciting time. MedMen redefining the cannabis industry, empowering people to exercise their right to purchase cannabis. Premium shopping experience. All MedMen stores feature a wide range of products with knowledgeable, approachable staff. Find out what is best for you. Open for both recreational and medical users. Anyone over 21 with a valid ID is welcome. So, providing the highest quality and safety. Don't worry about what you're buying. You got MedMen. You know it's all good. Check out their 8 locations. LA, Orange County, San Diego, Las Vegas, or you can go to MedMen.com. Find the store nearest to you. That's MedMen.com. Make sure you let them know you heard it here on the Adam Carolla Show. Get $10 off your order. How about that?
Wow.
MedMen. How about that, Dawson?
Exclusively for our listeners, visit MedMen and tell them you heard about it on the Adam Carolla Show. For $10 off your order, limit one per customer. Terms and conditions may apply. Check out MedMen today.
All right. I gave Gina Grad my MedMen relaxation hemp bath salt.
I'm super glad you didn't give this to your daughter because I wanted it, but also because it contains THC. So I'm stoked.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Take a bath and it makes you high?
Well, no. THC is a body thing, so it'll just kind of relax you.
You mean CBD?
Maybe.
I think you meant CBD.
Oh, well, this is THC. Yeah. So maybe I will get
that will get you high. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the CBD oil is the one that relaxes you and doesn't do anything to
I just assume whichever one came in a bath bomb wasn't going to make me insane. But this is going to be fun. Thanks.
All right. Let's do one more.
All right. Well, a new movie theater concept that's designed to engage all five senses is set to open in London this week.
Got five now?
Yes. The theater features...
This is like the LGBT community. They just keep adding senses and letters.
Yeah.
What?
Here's how it's going to work. The theater features high-tech motion seats and special effects to simulate, because usually they do smell-o-vision
stuff. Just smell-o-vision again.
But more.
Boring.
Simulates wind, snow, fog, lightning, water, smell,
and
more.
I don't want to be in The Revenant.
The idea is to be being in the action on the screen.
How about writing a good script? that ought to take me away.
It's cut to the core.
Cut to the quick. You don't think this would be... okay.
Under no circumstances.
Wait. But say you weren't going to a movie theater. Say you were going to Universal or some sort of, amusement park. And this was more of a ride. Would you take it?
It's like Star Tours.
Yeah, I kind of see that, amusement park side of it. But I'm with these guys in the movie.
Right, a hell of a movie, and I'm there.
Yeah, handheld cameras.
And also, I need... Someone has to design theater pants for me now. Because I'm like sweatpants everywhere. And I forget the newfangled movie theaters, you get in there and you immediately just recline. And then I hear my keys, cell phone, chapstick, and
wallet,
money,
recently.
Just everything just spills out onto the floor. And you couldn't think of a worse stretch of highway to drop your stuff because you're feeling around where the kids spilt the Sprite the day before. And it's like it's weird. Like, oh, my phone's on everything's on the floor. And now the movie's starting
it's
and I'm
black.
Feeling around. Then you make this weird deal with the devil. Like, listen, I'm not going to think about my phone. I'm not going to think about my keys. I'm just going to watch this movie. Yeah. And when we're done, turn the lights on. I'll feel around for my keys. I'll find them there. But what if I forget? What if I want to go? Well, I think my wallet's on the floor, too. Like, I got to go. I have my mortgage and other important paperwork and documents and contracts. All probably on me for bringing it all to the theater and putting it all in my sweatpants. Powers of attorney, pre-med.
Advanced yes. directives.
Yeah, that's right. No,
you go
yeah.
to Magic Johnson Theater on top of it.
Oh, no. Get coffee spilled out there. So I'm like, I need pants. I need theater pants. Mm. Yeah. I need my own pants for the theater.
You need
theater.
Something with like a nice kangaroo pouch on the front.
Yes.
It's called a fanny pack. Yeah. I never gave up on it. I still wear a fanny pack.
I'm going.
Fanny packs are back.
Yeah.
I recently ordered one for Stagecoach.
Yeah. I got a nice leather one. I wear it everywhere. You want to look at me funny? Who gives a fuck? I'm 52. I'm married. I make a comfortable living. I'm going to wear a fanny pack.
This is the humblest brag of all.
Do you wear it right up front and center?
Yes.
Wow. You're slightly askew to look cool.
You know, it starts askew, but it ends up in the front.
Wow.
It's like the balls trying to reach your ankles. Right.
It ends up where it ends up.
I don't know why, but I'm picturing Fitz dog, you know, pre-Mentos blowjob. And he's taking the fanny pack off in a seductive way. Like he's like Burt Reynolds. Hey, the fanny pack only comes off for one thing, you know?
The last thing left on.
Yeah.
He doesn't take it off. He just turns it around.
Yeah. Turns it around.
You're either arresting me or you're...
Yeah, that's like what the sniper does once he gets on his perch. When Fitzdog's fanny pack goes around, that means it's business time.
It's go time.
It's go time, man. All right. Do we bring it home?
We'll bring it home. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Hashtag me pew. Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Yes, Fitzdog.
I just realized as we entered this, and it's a sign of familiarity, and I'm touched by it, but you have not said my name once. You've called me Fitzdog. And if anybody is tuning in for the first time, they're like, the fuck is this guy?
You're right.
I Googled Fitzdog. Nothing came up. Right.
Well, Fitzdog Radio, of course. Yeah. The podcast as well. I will tell you guys, and I'll give Fitzy the final plug. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. You go to Geico, geico.com. Just spend a few minutes at geico.com. 15 minutes could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Save that money. Get yourself a fanny pack. Damn it, Matt. I'm getting a fanny pack, and I'm not going to apologize to anybody about it. I need one. Extra money. Put it in your pocket. Most rewarding thing you're going to do today at geico.com. Us, Esports Arena, that is this Saturday, the 21st. We're doing a live podcast there. We don't do too many lives. I think it's at 7, if I'm not mistaken, for some reason I read that.
That's Santa Ana, by the way.
That's in Santa Ana. Thank you, Fitzdog. Cleveland Agora Theater, May 17th. Detroit Royal Oak Theater, May 18th. Doing a stand-up special. Portland Latin Theater, two shows there. That'll be June 9th. Go to Seattle, the Moore Theater. We'll do a live podcast there on the 13th, and we're going on a cruise. You can contact us. Give us a call. What do you want to do here? The Drunk Tank?
Yeah, we're taking your drunkest stories, and we're going to rate them kind of like Hobo Power style. So call in with your stories, and DFG will be in studio as well.
877-564-2326.
That'll be 4 p.m. Eastern. Fitzdog, everybody. Washington, D.C., Poughkeepsie, New York, Philadelphia, all coming up in the months of May and June. And I'll tell you what, go to GregFitzsimmons.com and find out his schedule, where he's playing, when he's doing his fantastic comedy in a town near you. And again, the podcast Fitzdog Radio, new episodes twice a week. So, till next time. Adam Kroll for Greg Fitzsimmons, Gina Grad, and Mul Brian saying, mahalo. stiff dick pencil? A stiff dick pencil. Stiff dick pencil.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a message if you like at 888-634-1744. Come and check out a live show. They're all up there at adamcarolla.com.